With his innovative TV cop series, The Shield, starring Michael Chiklis as a rogue cop, series creator Sean Ryan put the FX network on the map. Tonight he unveils a new police drama, but this time the central characters are honest. And this time the series isn't made for cable. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
If you watched the Super Bowl yesterday, you saw plenty of promos for the new cop show from Fox. It's called The Chicago Code, and it's kind of the flip side of The Shield. It may turn out to be just as compelling. In The Shield, Vic Mackey and company were corrupt cops who would kill even their fellow officers to protect their power base and their often ill-gotten gains. Yet over the years, we rooted for Vic, rather than for the various police captains and lieutenants who tried to expose and fire him. He was like Tony Soprano with a badge. It was easy to like the guy, so long as you didn't look too closely. The Chicago Code, premiering tonight, flips that equation. In this show, the big corrupt figure is Alderman Ronan Gibbons, played by a smooth-looking Delroy Lindo from Get Shorty. He's got the makings of a classic TV villain and plays each scene with an almost snake-like smugness, like a black Chicago version of J.R. Ewing. Gibbons is a Chicago power broker with his hand in everything, legal or illegal. He recently appointed the city's first female police superintendent, Teresa Colvin, played by Jennifer Beals from Showtime's The L Word. He expects her to be subservient, naive, and easily controlled. It's the same logic that got Jimmy Stewart appointed as a junior senator in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and Teresa's appointment backfires just as quickly. She, too, is incorruptible and annoyingly persistent, and she decides to target Gibbons with a secret investigation. She enlists as her major confidant her former partner when she was a cop on the beat, Jarek Wysocki, played by another Showtime cable star, Jason Clark from Brotherhood. At first, he's reluctant to come aboard, until she reveals her whole card.
You know what, I like to fight the good fight as much as the next guy, but I'm not ready to start walking in there and start throwing haymakers at a heavyweight like Gibbons.
What if I told you that Gibbons was working with the Irish mob?
I've heard the rumors. I've yet to see any of the proof.
Well, how's this for ammo? I've got a cop working undercover in their organization.
Undercover? How long?
Almost a year. He's working his way up the ladder, and pretty soon he's going to give us the connection to Gibbons. What would you say to that?
The fight just got fairer.
That's right.
There's one other key character in the Chicago Code, at least in its first three episodes. That's Caleb Evers, Jarek's brand new squad car partner. He's young, he's smart, and he's played by Matt Loria, who plays Luke Cafferty on Friday Night Lights. All three of these good guy cops come from excellent TV shows and turn in very strong performances. Matt Loria is understated but confident and lets you see the intelligence behind his character's silences. Jennifer Beals is strong enough to stand firm while dismissing a veteran cop who's furious at her, yet playful enough at other times to flash a quick smile or a quicker insult. And Jason Clark, as the moral center of the Chicago Code, is instantly likable. Well, not instantly. The entire pre-credit sequence of tonight's pilot, the all-important first impression, is so over the top. It plays like an expensive parody of a TV cop show rather than a real one. But ignore that. Let the dust settle and relax, because from that point on, the Chicago Code quickly finds its way. That way borrows a little from The Wire, HBO's landmark series about entrenched corrupt city institutions, and a little from Easy Streets, the vintage Paul Haggis cop series that gave equal weight to its good guys and its bad guys. But hey, those are great places to start. And what Sean Ryan is doing here that is quite original, and maybe almost revolutionary, is that he's swimming against the current of 21st century television. These days, almost all the smart and best shows are on cable, and the best TV talent has defected from broadcast to cable TV. Sean Ryan, who helped lead that revolution, is now reversing field. There aren't many intelligent shows left on broadcast television, but there are a few. The Good Wife, 30 Rock, Modern Family. And maybe, just maybe, like a few honest cops in a corrupt system, their presence and their efforts still can make a difference.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by the cabaret singer Mary Claire Herron. She died Saturday, 2 days after being hit by a car. She was 58. This is from her 1994 recording of classic songs from movies of the 1940s.
Maybe it happens this way. Maybe we really belong together. But after all, how little we know. Maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather. And after all, how little we know.